So the last entry into the race was the BCIRG 006 trial. And of course, the press release came out in September, and Dennis Lehman presented in December at the San Antonio meeting. Again, focusing on efficacy, can you talk about what they saw?
This trial, again, complementary to the other trials, in that it had a three-arm comparison in more than 3,000 women. And in this case, women either had a non-negative or non-positive breast cancer. First of all, enrollment was different in that trial, as they were the only study that utilized fluorescence in situ hybridization from patient enrollment, you know, versus what we did in the B31 and 9831, and also the HERA study, which allowed enrollment based on either protein overexpression or gene amplification. But BCRG006 looked at AC followed by docetaxel, AC followed by docetaxel with concurrent trastuzumab, and a third arm that did not have anthracycline. Specifically, their TCH regimen, which was a combination of docetaxel, carboplatin, as well as trastuzumab. So the BCRG had anthracyclines in two of the arms like we had in our studies, but they had this unique arm. The results as presented at San Antonio demonstrated that if they combined the two trastuzumab arms versus the control arm, there was a better outcome, similar to what we saw in the other studies. But when the investigators looked at the outcome based on each arm, there's to me a clear important trend of benefit of AC followed by docetaxel trastuzumab over the TCH regimen that these investigators tested. Specifically, the three-year disease-free survival was 86% for patients who were assigned to AC followed by TH versus 80% for those assigned to the TCH regimen. So based on the results of this trial, we can say that there's no statistical difference between AC-TH versus TCH. However, this trend should be taken into consideration for patient counseling. And at this time, I would not favor the TCH regimen they utilized over an anthracycline taxane trastuzumab, again, based on the numbers they reported at the San Antonio meeting.
Any thoughts about docetaxel versus paclitaxel in these regimens in terms of efficacy, side effects, preference?
Yeah, I think both taxanes are good therapies in the setting of breast cancer. They have a different safety profile. We have favored the weekly paclitaxel approach for many years in view of efficacy and tolerability. However, the once every 3 week docetaxel schedule is also an appropriate taxane to consider in this setting.